Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
Don't blow your whistle, freight train. Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be
Panther hollering.
Where the sun don't ever shine, than to be in some big city, in a small room with your love on the mind.
Yeah, down in some dark, deep hollow, baby. Joe Holland Shad's down in that deep, dark hollow this morning, down there wanting some of that Thomas coffee, wasn't he, Vogler Vogler?
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I'll be posting all that information from Devil's Backbone Outfitter for y'all. Thanks for the messages. Sometimes it's hard to get those phone numbers when you're in the pickup truck, but we'll take care of that for you. The Vogler Vogler, Matty G, KFNS 590 The Fan, InsideSTL.com, right? I'm hard for me to read that. What's that FM thing there, Vogler Vogler?
105.7 HD2.
Yeah. And the peanut pie is finally conked out after she ate part of Matty G's breakfast sandwich. Having a great Saturday morning. There's a group that's going to have a dance. It's the Children's Advocacy Center down in Festus, Missouri, and they have a dance. Let's see right here. Let's see what we got going on here. It's a sportsman. It's Be the Sparkle in a Child's World. Tickets are $35. We're going to get more information about that. It's a dinner and all kinds of good things. We've got Kim Mayberry and Lisa Davidson on the phone with us, and we're going to talk about this fundraiser they're going to do down here. And we won't hold it against her that she's Donnie Conway's cousin. I don't know what that's going on with that, but hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Come again? I can't understand you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There you are. Hello, girls. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, tell us a little bit about your event, about your organization, and what you got going on.
Yes, we are actually with the Farmington office.
Okay, well, good.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Our center works to help child abuse, whether it be sexual abuse or physical abuse, and we are advocates for the children. We kind of help them out through the whole entire process. They come, we do interviews on them. And we're a nonprofit organization, so we work strongly on community for financial support, and this is just one of our fundraisers that we do every year.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the fundraiser. What's going on with that?
It is Saturday, April 29th at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Bontier, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Tickets are $35 per person. It's a full dinner, an open bar, and there's going to be music by Party Pro DJ.
Oh, that's cool. So this advocacy centers, you got one in Festus and you're in Farmington, and you have another one someplace else, right?
Yes, we have another one in Union.
Union, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, tell us again what that's about, what you guys do.
Yes. We do interviews on children that have made allegations of child abuse or sexual okay. abuse. So we help with the criminal side of it, get all the evidence that we can so that the right person, the alleged perpetrator, could get processed if need be or get all the facts that are needed. So we work closely with law enforcement, with the Children's Division, with the juvenile office, and all the court systems.
Okay. And so this dance you guys are doing, this is a fundraiser for your group, right?
Yes, it's a fundraiser that we're doing,
well,
yes.
Well, that's important, and this is for the kids, so that even makes it more important.
Definitely.
And that's Saturday, April 29th, 6 o'clock in the evening, Knights of Columbus Hall. It's 7897 Berry Road, Bonterra, Missouri. Or you can contact us. We'll have that information here. I'm not sure where I got Festus. For some reason, my note says that you guys were in Festus. Thank you for correcting that for me. But
you're fine. Yeah, we do have an office in Festus as well, though.
Okay, so. But the only thing that I see here... For Kim, is that I still haven't answered the question, what's up with being Donnie Conway's cousin?
Well, you know, he's just lucky enough to be related to me. So.
Perfect. Now, there's the perfect answer. Alisa, tell us what you do with the group.
I work at the prosecuting attorney's office, and I'm the victim's advocate.
Okay.
you're staying with the victim from the time the allegation has been made till the court jury trial is over with.
Okay.
I contact them. I stay in contact with them, talk to them, comfort them. If they need counseling or anything, I help them find counseling. And basically, I am there for any service that they are needed, okay, even if it's during the interview over at the Child Advocacy Center.
Okay. Good. That's good information. Give us a website, ladies.
Hang on just one second.
Certainly. It's just live radio.
Well, I do have, there's an email.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, give us your email.
The website that we have. It is ndavidson, DAVIDSON, @ sfcgov.org.
Okay. We'll post your stuff and put it up, and we'll anybody wants to get more information about the dance. I've already got a couple text messages here about the dance.
That's great.
So that's cool.
We are looking for any type of donations. There's going to be a live and silent auction, 50-50 raffle. There's going to be Plinko and Blackjack. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun time.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. Great fundraiser. All right, ladies, thanks for coming on the show and telling us about your event and your dance. Very cool.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll see if we can't do a follow-up here before time for your deal and get you guys back on, okay?
That would be awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
What, Vogler?
Good one.
I got a note here from Tiny Tim. He says he's going to ask the Voglervoggers to that dance.
Woohoo!
So you better get your dancing shoes on.
There's something we need to mark, and this is pretty neat because there's a connection with us about this. March 10th, 1971, after 11 attempts by Senator Jennings Randolph from West Virginia, the U.S. Senate approves 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to lower the voting age from 21 to 18. Mm-hmm. It passed the House of Representatives, but it took 3 months and 8 days to be ratified by three quarters of the legislatures, and the shortest period of any amendment. This is J. Randolph's dad, J. Roth Sr. This is the grandpa.
That's dad.
That is pretty cool.
Very cool. What else you got?
Are you going to play music or can I just start talking?
I don't know. Why don't you look over to Maddie G and figure out what you want to do?
Do you want me just to start talking? Probably not.
You don't have much time, I'll tell you that.
It's time for the Vogler Vogler News. We have news for you.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Hurricane, number one selling cane in America. Geritol, your partner for a healthier life. And Acorn Stair Lifts. Don't fall on the steps. Take Acorn Stair Lift. So here he is, KFNS 590 newsman. Here's the Vogler Vogler. He has news for you.
That's wrong in so many ways. There's the newsroom. Go ahead.
Missouri Department of Conservation hosts Basic Fly Tying Clinic in Kirksville, Missouri on April 1st. You can call 573-248-2530.
You know, Ron Kruger down in Eminence area, the cabin's got a fly tying class. He's using all of Bill Cooper's fly tying stuff.
Ooh, cool. Missouri Department of Conservation invites first-time turkey hunters to a free clinic in Columbia, Missouri. This is on April 1st, Saturday, April 1st. And it's going to be a free mentored hunt on April 8th through the 9th. But you got to call and register. Missouri Department of Conservation helps sponsor 9th Annual St. Louis Area Confluence Trash Bash March 18th. So next weekend, they're going to be out picking up trash and getting junk out of the river that shouldn't be there. Conservation and Agriculture Group renews partnership to eliminate feral hogs. Grants and equipment donations will increase the work to trap hogs.
They go after the feral hogs, but nobody's doing anything about the feral clowns.
No, let's leave I don't want to upset the feral clowns. You know, I don't want to be.
They haven't been in here in a while, have they?
No, they've been kind of relaxed.
They'll be. I promise you, they'll be in the Ozarks at Devil's Backbone Outfitter, and you just never know when they're going to show up.
There was a thing that Melanie from National Wild Turkey Federation had a reply. She goes, "Chris, do you think this is could be feral hogs?" So there was some kind of print, footprint in the ground.
Yeah.
Ooh, I never thought
feral clowns. I like when John Sabati put Skittles on the ground, took the riders over, and said, "This is poop."
Missouri Department of Conservation hosts free deer management workshop on March 18th in Princeton, Missouri. Missouri Department of Conservation and Ducks Unlimited will hold Wetlands for Kids April 1st at Bush Conservation Area.
Wetlands for Kids.
And in 2017, Mo Naps State Tournament reminders for coaches and teachers. It's March 24th and 25th. The first year or last year they had 1,450 archers. This year they have 2,400 archers.
We're on such a high when we come in to do this show, and now I'm starting to fade.
Starting to fade?
Yeah.
How about this?
The turkey's starting to fade. There's a Vogelvogler hunting. Multiple shots were heard.
Multiple. Retired Berkeley County deputy shoots wound 16-year-old burglar.
Like Dr. Doom said, he said when that turkey shot Amy ran off, he said, I'm going to name that turkey Carl Lewis the way he can run.
I was getting him. I went ahead and had a bad choke in there. That's
people,
so
they
nice
probably don't even know who Carl Lewis is.
That's what so people, it's so nice about our turkey chokes. That
Indian Creek?
Indian Creek is there. I had a bent choke, and it wasn't Indian Creek's, and my gun was always shooting low left.
Yeah, even after nice I excuse, Vogelvogler. Is that why you shot him in the toes?
Making them sore feet on those turkeys with that. You know? Yeah.
Your turkey was running, but pulling his feet up as he was going.
He was.
Are you done, Vogelvogler? Because we're going to talk about Winchester ammunition when we come back on the other side, baby.
Yay.
Peanut's finally completely out of it.
Except when you did the turkey call, she raises her head and looks at you, puts her head back down.
All right, Vogelvogler.
I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done.
The Vogelvogler News by Depends. We'll see y'all on the other side, baby.